The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment and recovering from last week this morning. So,
was she in the Iron Man?
You know what? Finished third. Finished third.
Oh, nice.
In her age group. And no, Linda did not run it. She could run it. I mean,
you said she was recovering, so I figured that would be.
Well, she's recovering from last week. I mean, she was here every day. She's taking care of everything, taking care of this group.
Yeah.
But a big shout out to Sue, who was in there with her every day. Sue, she loves you. She's out trying to buy you something. I'm not sure what it is. But I can tell you what, you can have a horse real cheap. August 17th, 7:06 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I was gone for 3 days.
Yep.
I have to be retrained. So, Alex.
What's going on?
What national day is it?
Well, we have a couple, actually. It's National Thrift Shop Day.
Oh, I can't wait.
National Nonprofit Day.
Uh-huh.
National Pineapple Juice Day.
Okay. Okay. So, nonprofits. We're going to be talking nonprofits today.
Well, there you go.
That's the truth.
This is your day.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're not talking about the station.
No.
We hope.
Nope.
Did something happen while I was gone?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
All right. Hey, today, cloudy through mid-morning and gradually clearing and hot with a high near 96 today and a low around 65 night. Now, it's going back up to near 100 tomorrow, Wednesday, around 99, near 100, Thursday, mid-90s, Friday, lower 90s. So it's going to be like that, and sunny nights around 62 to 65. So just regular old August weather. But from what I understand, everybody had a really, really, it was a good day as far as weather-wise goes this weekend. Which probably helped out with the Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, it was like the 80s.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, providing outstanding service to their customers. Good people, the Kenny family. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned company. Can't say more about it than that. And like I said, they are really, truly a quality family out there. My guest today, finally.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Kimberly Johnson.
How are we doing?
Well, I'm fine. I survived. And and for everybody, where I was every year I go on a ride. It's up in Modoc County. It's in the Warner Mountains. And it's all guys. They tried to invite women.
How'd that go?
Well, one time they tried to invite women because National Forest Service said, look, you can't just have guys riding. You got to invite women. Okay, so they all invited their wives, and not one wife showed up.
Decided they wanted to come.
No. Let the guys. So we trailer in this case, it was Lassen Creek area up in the Warners. We jam all these trailers in there. And some family, this is the funny thing, some family was up there camping. And all of a sudden, they're surrounded by and horses coming out. And you know how many, you know, you get, you know, 40 horses, and there's copious amounts of horse poop around. And the stream was right behind their camp area.
Yeah.
You know, the only place to water was right there. So everybody's watering their horses. I mean, everybody's polite, of course. But, you know, then sign up. And people haven't seen each other in years. So, you know, descriptions of each other. Hey, yo.
There's a little family listening in.
Well, I don't, you know, they seem to take it. Well, what choice do they have?
How many years have y'all been doing this?
It's my third year.
Wow. And this very fun.
And then we ride in to the campsite, and then have a big ride the next day on Thursday. It's about 7 hours. And I have lunch in there. And then we have a copious amount of water breaks. and beer.
Yeah.
On the way there.
A little bit of both.
Oh, it's for the horses.
That feels right.
It's for the horses. We say that. It's for the horses. Yeah. And then on Friday, it's kind of a, see, the MODOC tribe ride been going on this 82nd year.
Wow.
1941.
My gosh.
And, I mean, governors have ridden in it and all types of people. And, you know, so you get a, you know, a number of the people up there from, you know, the ranchers up there from, MODOC County, but now you're getting people in from the coast. We've had people, people have sold their companies down in San Francisco, you know, coming up to ride. Never been on a horse before. They put them on a, horse. They had a great time. They got themselves involved in everything because on Friday, it starts out with a big horseshoe tournament where it's copious amounts of insults. And
it's a love language.
It's a love language among cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, for guys.
Yeah.
And then we lunch, and then we get into, you know, roping and that kind of stuff. Calves and races and horse races. And
how many of the riders are like experienced riders versus this like kind of city slickers vibe?
Well, I would say experienced riders, because everybody has to bring their own horse.
Okay.
Except, you know, a couple occasions, like the guy from San Francisco. So everybody's experienced riders, but you've got some real cowboys out there.
Yeah.
So I mean, they've been doing this for 30, 40 years, grew up on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, they're just a wonderful group. And then you got ranchers, then you got people like me who have horse and have ridden a lot and are in there. But I'm no way close to roping the calves. But I can sit there and drink a beer and shout and yell like with everybody else. and then finish up Friday night, and then Saturday morning we pack everything back into the trailer. See, all of our stuff we bring up, like our sleeping bags and our cots and that stuff, goes into a trailer, and they drive that in. Everything else after that's on a horse. And then we repack everything and ride back in that day, have a sandwich and say goodbye, and everybody in the trailers make the race out down the dirt roads.
Yeah.
Because we were 30 miles past Alturas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Heading back towards Cedarville and back up there. The one thing I can say is the Rabbit Tracks trading post had diesel on our way up there that was under $6.
Seriously?
Seriously. It was Native American. Under $6.
Wow.
Yeah, you should see in the trailers, because we, about four of us, you know, convoyed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, be aware that 299 has a road blockage, while they're fixing the side where on the rocks up there, before you get to, MacArthur, and that's a 30-minute wait. So if you're going that direction, give yourself 30 minutes.
Take some time. Yeah. I don't know that. Well, let me jump in long enough to say, I don't know that it's really understood how beautiful it is, how beautiful that part of our state is. I mean, it is otherworldly.
Thank you.
It is otherworldly.
Well, I tell you, this ride, we have some really great rides, but the ride this year was fantastic. We ended up on this mountain peak. Not mountain, but, you know, very high, where they have repeaters, you know, repeater stations. But from that location, you could see Goose Lake and the whole valley across to the mountains. It was absolutely
It's breathtaking.
And, you know, the thing is, my friends, is there are hiking trails up there. I mean, you don't have to take a horse. I mean, that really helps. But you don't have to take a horse. And it's just beautiful areas out there. And it's not burnt. There's nothing like that. There's plenty of water, streams, there. But it is absolutely beautiful. And when we were on that peak, because there's no cell service, there was cell service there. And you should have heard the phones going off. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, and I took advantage and sent a text to Linda saying, I'm okay, the horse is okay, we're fine. And 2 seconds later, she called me. So we got to talk for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But that's part of the joy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess joy is the right word, especially for a lot of people that are running a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on their phones.
Right.
because you couldn't.
Right. And absolutely.
So, oh yeah. And everybody enjoyed that. So.
There's a unique level of peace that I don't know that too much can bring you, like no cell service in the mountains.
It is. And it's quiet. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. We had a stream running through the, our big, huge meadow we were at. It was, absolutely quiet except for us. And a lot of trees. Mm-hmm. And where we had all the horses tied because they're all tied up on high lines, yeah. You know, keep them there. And it's always exciting because there's always horses getting loose. Yeah.
What's like the youngest rider and the oldest rider?
Well, I know one was 22.
Okay. Yeah.
And we've had riders as old as 92.
Wow.
Last year was 92. I don't know who the oldest one was, mm-hmm. but all of you that know Glenn Hawes, he comes up on Fridays, has lunch, stays for all the events, has dinner, and then he and his friend, mm-hmm. they've got a cabin up there, someplace up in the Warners, and then they head back to the cabin. Mm-hmm. But he's there every year.
Yeah.
And, it's a pleasure talking with him.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This man's been around a long time. He's mm-hmm. got lots of information. I didn't mean to take your first 15
minutes. No, thanks for
minutes.
Sharing. I wanted to hear more about it. You were getting ready to leave last time I was here.
Well, so. You know, and it was a, and it's something we do every year. And the thing is, I really want to share, it's not a cowboy thing. It's yeah. not a cowboy thing. But it's, if you want to have a good time with a bunch of guys, uh-huh. everybody's nice. You know, I mean, you're welcome. I felt very welcome my first year, and of course it's even better now. And as new people come in, they're welcomed into it. And but you don't have to be a cowboy. But the one thing you have to have is a horse or a mule.
You have to have a horse.
A horse or a mule.
Yeah.
Unless you can find somebody that, you know, that has, you know, two or three others.
Well, now I get to ask you the question you always ask me, which is how do people find out more?
Well, and this is interesting. You're not going to find out more unless you call me.
Yeah.
And get a hold of me. CarlBud@yahoo.com mm-hmm. if you think you're interested in this, or Facebook, because it's not advertised.
Right.
It's not, it doesn't have a Facebook page,
yeah.
and the paperwork goes out in like end of June for the August ride.
Yeah.
And you fill that out and send it in. And if you're a new person, you've got to fill out a couple pages of stuff, you know, experience mm-hmm. and all that, and they want a picture of you in a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, there's diversity up there, so don't think it's about that.
Yeah.
It's not about race or anything like that. They just want a picture they can put up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's the way to find out, because even if you research it, which
you're
not
going to find it.
You don't find out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. There's a lot of stuff going on with this lady.
There's a lot going on.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:22 in the morning here on the 17th of August, and we're broadcasting and streaming live at KCNRradio.com, and you can hear us anywhere in the world except up in,
Welcome Lithuania,
Uganda. Of course, you can hear us anywhere in the world except where I was.
That's right. Top of that mountain, you could hear
top
it.
Top of the mountain. But that's when you about got it. To the top of the mountain, you could hear it.
Yeah.
I'm here with Kimberly Johnson today. And, Arch Collaborative, One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, and now moving into something else. But you wanted, and I do too, kind of want to talk about the Iron Man.
I mean, I think we kind of have to. It was so inspiring. Huge deal. My favorite part was listening to the pros afterwards, which I think we had 64 pros that came out.
Right.
And listening to them being interviewed by have you seen the Reading Red Carpet? Have you seen this crew that my gosh, so fun.
What is it?
Erica Jones. NCC.
There is about 8,000 watts of energy in this moment.
Oh, yeah, there is. And listening to the pros talk about, I mean, it was at every level. Number one, I think the way in which that people showed up and responded. They said, we had people in rural parts of the area.
Oh, yeah,
that
down
were there.
In Palisadro.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and they said people were ringing cowbells. Yeah. Never even thought about that. They said all they could hear all the way through was cowbells going. I thought, whoever thought of that? That was
perfect.
Linda carries a cowbell in her car. We would fit right. But down in Palisadro, because off of Deschutes Road, and they make a turn right there in Palisadro. Perfect place.
It is
to
absolutely.
Be to watch them coming through.
And the quality of the trails, did you hear some of those interviews where they were talking about just the diversity and the quality of the actual trails themselves? You can just tell it was laid out so incredibly well, which of course it would be. It honestly reminded me a bit of, do you remember Post Car Fire World where all of the, you know, PG&E guys and everyone, and people were saying, like, we have never experienced this level of just a swell of support and people holding up signs for us to redo power lines. I mean, yeah, just sort of reminded me of that. It's, you know, it's the best part of who we are.
Well, the winner was the male winner was a guy by the name of Jason West from Colorado. It was his first ever win. And he talked about the energy along the course.
Yeah.
From the people.
Yeah.
And he said he was running second behind this guy, and he said he got some really good, advice from this young boy. He said, run faster, you can catch him. And he goes, okay.
I've got him.
Yeah, got it.
Well,
anyway.
And do you see that? So the female winner, Grace Alexander, from the United States, ran it in 4:17. So he was 3:39, she was 4:17.
Well, but that same, I think that same lady has won in all, you know, I mean, a regular race against men and women.
Wow.
She is actually a woman?
Yeah, Grace Alexander.
Just want to make sure.
No. Grace, if I read that thing right, she was number one in a race in a triathlon. So,
wow.
She's got some credentials there too.
Do you see the 1,000 volunteers?
We maxed out the volunteers.
Couldn't have any more volunteers. Oh, it's a great problem to have.
You know what? And driving around, because I've got to go back and take a look at the we keep it cold in here because of the equipment over here.
I brought a jacket.
That's good. You know. At the Civic, it was just tents and people. I mean, mm-hmm. just hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, Reading. And we've got a lot to be proud of.
We do.
We put something on for the first time, and the town turned out.
Yeah.
And we were out Saturday night, and there were a number of people out Saturday night. I mean, I'm pretty sure they weren't, you know, mm-hmm. even though it was kind of early, it could have been competitors and all that, but a bunch of them came in on Monday to get, you know, the ones real serious about this. A lot of them came in, and I heard a doctor, I think it's a doctor, who competes in this, flew his plane in Friday, ran Sunday, and was flying back Sunday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I heard Sunday night. Well, you know, if you waited till the next morning, I could understand that. So,
but
anyway.
There's a warrior in that right there. We had a lot of locals that participated.
Mike Littell, it's here for our mayor.
I mean, our mayor participated.
Well, he did the run. It was a relay. Marcus Parton, I think, did the bike part of it. I think Marcus did. Mike did the run. I'm not sure who started him off in the water, though.
And so in the relay, you just have one person. So you have essentially three people.
Yeah, water, the swim, the bike, and the run.
Wow.
So they had a photo of Mike finishing there.
So fun.
Anyway, Mike's a big boy. I mean, it's not like he's not built like you. You know, tall and lean. And, I mean, he's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Football player, look. He said he lost a lot of weight and ran for it.
Yeah, we had Faith Barrett,
we had Josh Johnson,
we had Scott Edwards, we had a lot of people that ran in it.
Hey,
very cool.
Kudos to all of you out there competing. I've run triathlons before, several, and there's a point in there. You say, why did I pay the $45 to do this, you know? And then, but then you have little kids along the way say, run faster! Yeah, makes you feel better.
And then you do it, yeah.
Yeah, then you come through. Anyway. Okay, we're going to take an early break, and we're going to come back. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of changes going on with, you know, the Arts Collaborative and a new thing starting out. And, of course, Kimberly's right in the middle of it. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce. Local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you to our website. I want to remind everybody of the 72nd annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at Lake Redding Park is going to happen Sunday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can get your tickets from anybody wearing yellow that walks into your business or down at Lulu's, I think. $13 pre-sale, $15 day of the barbecue, tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and you can drive through or you can eat in the park. They've got plenty of places there. They fixed 5,500 pounds of tri-tip, 2,500 pounds of chicken, and 500 gallons of cowboy beans. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, heads up Arts Collaborative, Wednesday Plays Children's Legacy Center. But you're in the midst of change again.
We are.
So
yes.
Tell our audience.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's been an intense and beautiful, I think, 4 years in so many ways. 3.5, I guess, is when I had the privilege of stepping in to lead One Safe Place and came on here. I think it was the first conversation that we had about that.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And, you know, it's been an incredible learning experience in the sense that, first, I think on the One Safe Place side, you know, OSP had never really fully recovered from the impact of the pandemic and, you know, the mortgage that they held on the building. And there was just a number of things that made them into a place where it was in a tight spot when we stepped in, right? They were struggling quite a bit. And so
I remember that
when their board reached out and asked if we could step in and help. It was kind of this all hands on deck moment. And I think that, you know, there had been lots of conversations in the beginning of the Children's Legacy Center to say, hey, should these two organizations be linked together? And, you know, that was a decision of the board at the time to say, we think that the Children's Advocacy Center work should be on its own. And so it was kind of this full circle moment to see them come together. And as you remember, the beginning hope was that we were going to be able to merge the two organizations. And we got, you know, really far into that process and then had a shift that happened with some of our grants and weren't able to fully bring the two organizations together. So really for the last 3.5 years, I've essentially been running two separate organizations that are very interconnected on the programmatic side. But on all of the administrative side, we have, you know, of course we have two boards of directors, two finance departments, two HRs. And I think this is a great example of where, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And the Children's Legacy Center has really been holding a lot of the lion's share of the administrative support for both organizations.
Uh-huh.
And so through that process, realized, like, gosh, this is something that not only does the work of Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place need, but also other small to mid-sized nonprofits need something similar. And so we are in the process of started an organization called Arch Services. All of the documents have been submitted to the IRS in order to get our 501c3 status. And the aim of that, and then we can kind of go back and talk more about the direct service work of Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. The aim of Arch Services really is to provide administrative support, management services, meaning finance, HR, grant writing, grant management to small to mid-sized nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And so, although that work will start with Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place, our hope is over time that once we find our footing, that that can expand to other small to mid-sized nonprofits in the rural North State. So I'll pause there because that was a lot and see what questions you've got, and then I can talk more about the direct services work.
Well, you know, I know that I remember when the when you all merged, mm-hmm. and the but you also acquired the building. One Safe Place, mm-hmm. you all have that. Yeah. That took the mortgage off their back.
Yeah, that's right.
Both of them provide such great services. Yeah. But as everybody knows, things have gotten really, really tight. People going by.
Yeah, people saying hi.
Yeah, people wave at us. Yeah. One guy showed us his stomach. We're still, Alex and I are still trying to figure that one out. And, but the services you have.
Yeah.
But this new thing. And, you know, that you're now involved in, some, you know, it's kind of like an umbrella that of, or maybe a safety net, but an umbrella that's going to kind of tie not only these two, but many others together, mm-hmm. if I understand this right.
Yeah, and I think this is where I'm grateful for this particular moment in our community's history where there's a lot of grace and patience and certainly understandable confusion on, like, so what exactly does each organization do? And so we're going to continue to try to provide as much clarity as possible because people understandably have a lot of questions. And what I would say to that point is on the One Safe Place side, so One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center do and will continue providing direct service work, right? So to victims of violent crime, the individuals that have been impacted by trauma, and that spans across everything from everything that we do at our Benton location at the One Safe Place building. None of that will change, and actually it's one of the things that I'm really proud of the work that we've done in the last 3 years where, you know, we have really seen a stabilization that has happened of the finances. We brought in a really incredible consultant that has worked incredibly closely with our staff and team. Mm-hmm. Something that I think people don't often understand is that in the world, in the field of domestic violence especially, there's no real national framework or guiding best practice standards.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're working with kids, I mean, my gosh, like there's a lot of the accreditation standards that you have to go through is quite intense, right?
Sure.
So why that matters is because when you're a local nonprofit, you're having to build that foundation yourself. And so that was one of the very first things that we focused on was how are we able to shore up and stabilize, of course, yes, the finances, but now over time, the way that goes into policy and procedure and these things that impact the moment a client walks through the door, exactly what happens next. And our crisis hotline, our curriculum for our crisis hotline that is now back at Shasta College. So there's been a lot of this sort of behind the scenes work over the last 3.5 years to get One Safe Place to the place where it is right now. And I mean, to the point of this conversation of my leadership transition, it's time. It's time for OSP to have their own executive director that reports directly to their board of directors and is independent from the Children's Legacy Center, and for CLC to have the same.
Well, you know, I didn't think of the, you know, for the Children's Legacy Center, and like you said, the admin side of it's very clear.
Oh, very clear. There are
so many studies. Domestic violence is messy. You know what I mean. I'm not talking about the incident itself, but it's messy in the sense of each one is different. And it seems like you're telling me there's no code of standards that's nationwide that's accepted. So, I mean, our domestic violence in One Safe Place has got a great reputation. You can go to Sacramento to another domestic violence place, and it's a disaster because they don't have to meet. Do they not have to meet certain criteria?
So most oftentimes, the foundational requirements are driven by their grant funding, and so that's what we had seen was a lot of policy driven by grants. But if I give one example, there's nothing apart from grant funding that says. Let me think of a good example. So, like, if you run a domestic violence shelter, that all of your staff have to be CPR first aid trained.
Okay.
No one's saying that. But if you have a domestic violence shelter, all of your staff should be CPR aid trained.
Yeah.
Of course. Right? You have people that are, I mean, of course. So that's just one example where if you're running a daycare center, you would never run it, even a day, like a basic daycare, you're never going to run a daycare that doesn't have an authoritative body that is saying you have to have all of your staff CPR first aid trained. That doesn't exist in the domestic violence world.
Well, that's, you know, I had no idea. So I think most people had no idea that.
Massive impact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Massive impact.
Well, then, and then the competition for grants out there. Well, let me ask you just, I don't know why you would know the answer to this.
Let's try me. We'll see. I'll tell you if I don't.
I'm going to try it. How many domestic violence shelters would you say are in California?
I mean, I could get you that answer really quickly.
I know you can't, but I mean, over 1,000?
Oh, no, I wouldn't think there's over 1,000. Especially if you take
a lot of people in this place.
There's a lot of people, and you kind of have to take out some of the outliers, right? Like a city like Los Angeles is going to have, I mean, I don't know, many.
Right.
But I mean, we have counties that are neighboring to us that don't have a full shelter. I mean, even, and we'll have people from like the California Office of Emergency Services is who runs the domestic violence grant program for the state of California.
Yeah.
And it's so fun getting to watch them come and see One Safe Place and the standard that was set, you know, back in 2010 to 2013 when that building was established of
right.
Like, we have something to be so proud of because of how we maintain the safety of those that we serve inside of that space.
Well, it even goes further than that.
Yeah.
And I've beat this drum for many years. Oh, Shasta County has a lot of domestic violence. Well, Shasta County takes it seriously. And the fact is our teachers are trained. Bank tellers are trained what to look for. And so, you know, we take it seriously. And there's going to be the numbers there. You go to a neighboring county, oh, their numbers are way low. Well, it's because they don't take it as serious as we do, that they don't have the shelters that we do. And even probably some larger towns, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
I just don't think they take it that the community needs to be involved in it, which...
Yeah.
And which Reading is.
I mean, I do think there's certainly nuance to the other factors that weigh into the data and statistics that we see in our region, whether it's across, you know, mental health or substance use or
ACEs score.
Or violence, ACEs scores.
I learned about ACEs score, you know, from One Safe Place.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean,
I had no idea what it was.
And our community
adverse childhood experiences.
That's
by
right.
The way, it's a series of questions for that they give kids.
That's right.
And kids with higher ACEs score, you know, younger children with higher ACEs scores have a real propensity not to be a success in life.
Yeah,
without intervention.
And there's also there's a real physiological impact, right? Like it, so it also shows increased risk of cancer and heart disease and I mean all kinds of things that are just really really hard.
Yeah.
And our community's done a phenomenal job I think of educating in the world of ACEs scores, and domestic violence isn't a taboo subject here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a rare gift, I think, in a community. I still think that we have work to do on educating the community on, you know, all of the sexual assault services that are still hard to talk about at times. And the thing that I think probably kicked my butt the hardest when I stepped in, beyond just the absolute warriors that are the staff inside of these programs that I wish our community could get to know, is the fact that we do so much more than just run a domestic violence shelter and a 24/7 hotline. I mean, there is so much in terms of the breadth of services that the work of One Safe Place does that I am incredibly proud to be a part of.
Give some examples that people may not know about.
Yeah, so of course we have our crisis walk-in, right? And
right.
So we have the ability to serve clients that walk in. We have our legal services team, so we do restraining orders. We have enhanced care management, enhanced case management. And so there's an ongoing support that is happening alongside those that we serve. One of the things I'm very proud of is through a grant with the Children's Legacy Center, we were actually able to get on-site medical services. So we have primary care in partnership with Shasta Community Health Center on-site at the Benton location.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been life-changing in so many ways, for especially even for our staff. I think it's well, and then I'll continue on the services that we provide. We also provide, of course, hospital responses, so to sexual assault or any sort of domestic violence. And so, yeah, I mean, the breadth of services.
If a woman's been sexually assaulted, she's in the hospital, the police are there, you all are going to be there.
Yeah, and I would say a woman or a man, right? Like, we don't just serve women, and we see that.
Or men,
consistently,
yeah.
Right? And that's on both sides.
Yeah, we're an equal sexual assault society out there.
Unfortunately, we are.
I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, Arch Collaborative,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about more.
Yeah.
About where she's moving into.
That's right.
Are you staying here?
I think so. I think that's the plan.
okay. So, you know, during the break is when I started hammering on these questions. All right, we'll be right back.
So stay tuned.
Heather Gorman is fighting for parental rights, academic excellence, and education, not ideology. Join his fundraiser Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Dinner, prize drawings, live auction. Cashless and easy. Help us reach more voters and defend our kids' future. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Author Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteAuthorGorman.com. That's Vote, A-U-T-H-U-R, Gorman.com.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz.
Good morning, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for jewelry, this is the place to go to. They've got a tremendous selection of jewelry, everything from Native American, state jewelry, all the, you know, watches, rings, everything. You can get the battery change in your watch. And they have a watch repair. And they've got it all. Stone cutters, jewelry designers. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And they do a great job at it. They've been there over 30 years. Great people. Rebecca, Henry, Leonard. And they've won Best in the North State 4 years in a row. So that tells you something. It's the only place that Linda will go to shop for jewelry. And I know it because they got a little display case when I walk in. So Linda likes these.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that it makes my life a lot easier. Hey, located at
Dear Carl.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, Arts Collaborative, One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, and now there's gonna be kind of a splitting of that
separation
group,
mm-hmm.
Right? And we're Children's Legacy Center, One Safe Place, going to be standalones. Mm-hmm. Arts Collaborative is there to assist, but to help with other things.
That's right.
And then you have True North.
Yeah.
So you've got them back. You got them on stable ground, mm-hmm. Moving to this other one. So yeah. Is this going to be? I'm going to ask you this. Is this going to be like a long-term thing here? Is this another one you're going to build and put people in charge of?
Yeah, good question. Well, I mean, I think if it's not obvious to everyone by this point that I'm entrepreneurial at heart, right? I love the idea of meeting needs to serve vulnerable populations well. I have a deep and significant heart and passion for this region. I mean, it's been regional for a long time. I mean, in 2019 was when I got in my little Mini Cooper and traveled to 22 Northern California counties. At some point, I got to tell you the story about my Google Maps taking me through a fire line up a mountain, which I would 10 out of 10 not recommend in a Mini Cooper, just to talk to county behavioral health departments and child welfare and law enforcement and victims advocacy to try to understand where some of their barriers were to providing services. And so it's been a 10-year journey of really learning what the systemic challenges are in the rural North State. And we've seen those systems-level challenges. You know, if you notice, when I'm talking about One Safe Place and I'm talking about the fact that there's no national guiding practice, there's no system framework in place, right? And so mm-hmm. It was, how do we really put the systems in place in order to help One Safe Place thrive? And now that we've done a lot of that work, and it's not done, it's never done, but now that we've done a lot of that work, I'm excited for the day where you get to sit down and say, I have so-and-so, executive director of One Safe Place, and you don't have to list multiple things, right? Like, because that's what the organization
deserves.
The hardest
part on something like this is finding the right agencies to go to, because, you know, there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. And but once you can establish that, which is what you've done here, and it just makes they know where at least to start.
That's right. Yeah. And that's where on the Children's Legacy Center side, you know, we obviously our main referral into forensic interviews and to actually when we're actually interviewing kiddos. And I was able to one of my favorite parts of my job now is on a random moment where I'll have a staff member who's out or another one that's on vacation, and they call it the red handle moment, which is funny, where I need to come in and I sit and I get to field questions into our forensic interviewer, and so I get to sit in the MDT room and just listen and watch as child and, welfare.
Okay, now if you're not familiar with this,
yeah,
it used to be if a child was molested, mm-hmm. they go through three or four questioning, maybe more.
Oh yeah, up to six to ten. Yes,
different individuals. Right. So what you've done is you put the child in a room mm-hmm. with a very nurturing person. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is in a different room.
That's right.
And everybody can then feed their questions through one person, so the child only has to do it one time.
That's exactly right. And the person that's in the room, so the Children's Legacy Center staff is the person that is in the room, the forensic interviewer talking to that child.
Right.
And then we also have what's called essentially like an MDT, multidisciplinary team coordinator position, who's in mm-hmm. the room with the team. And they're the ones who have the microphone that are able to feed questions in.
Police,
prosecution, child welfare,
doctors, while they're in there,
therapist.
Yeah.
So that's the job of the essentially like an MDT coordination position. And I tell you what, like to get to be able to see the life cycle of an organization where it was 6 months of conversations to figure out how are we even going to do scheduling. I mean, I must have called 30 or more children's advocacy centers to say, how do you get all these people in a room twice a day? For 4 days, 4 to 5 days a week. Like, how does the coordination of the scheduling work? And now to see where it is in terms of you have the majority of incoming investigators, they don't know a world without a children's advocacy center, and it's now just stitched into the fabric mm-hmm. of all of our allied agency partners in the most stunning way. So it's been this like real gift. I haven't been able to do it, and it's been several months. It's been this real gift in this transition part of my career to mm-hmm. be able to watch how seamless that work is. And so
it must make you feel good.
Oh,
though.
Gosh. It's.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with feeling good about something you've accomplished at all. In fact, what it does is it feeds you to go on to the next one.
That's right. So it's.
You're going on to another one.
It's time. And the other one that once Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place have been landed well, you know, I am deeply committed to seeing the work of Arch Collaborative, essentially Arch is stepping away and becoming its own entity. That's the bottom line of what's happening. And within the work of Arch, I'm excited to play at least what I imagine will be kind of a founder, you know, strategist type position. And,
sure.
and we'll see what goes from there. It's going to be up to the board and the community. And so I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, you've accomplished a lot here, Kimberly, and you've been a lightning rod at times, as we all know. You've fought back, mm-hmm. which is admirable, instead of just, oh, woe is me. No. It should be interesting to see what's going to happen in the next 6 months.
Yeah, please. I hope that people follow along.
I think they will, because I think we're proud of Children's Legacy Center. We're proud of One Safe Place. To see your Arch Collaborative, or is that what it's still
mm-hmm.
called, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, where that's going to go next.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know that there's been talk about running or helping organizations throughout the whole North State.
Yeah, that's right.
That should be a little bit of a challenge.
It should be a little bit of a challenge. I mean, we're the counties and the nonprofits, we're facing some real challenges here.
Well, money's tight out there.
Money's tight.
The government's made changes. One of the big things, I've only got, let's say, a minute and a half, but you mentioned, you know, when we were talking, payer rates has huge impacts on services.
Absolutely. I mean, our outpatient behavioral health clinic has been upside down for years. I mean, we're seeing places close around town because payer rates are very difficult. So pay attention to that as well. We're going to be talking a lot about that because it's important the community understands because it impacts our health care.
And I don't know if anybody reads, how can you? Cause I can't tell you what the name of it is. That online, Shasta Online, is that it?
Shasta Unfiltered?
Unfiltered.
Oh.
I don't know if you read the latest article they have on Mercy Hospital.
Oh. No, I haven't read it.
And, you know, that's when you start talking about, you know, I mean, not just mercy, but cost. And I know that Medicare is not kept up at all.
Yeah.
And insurance companies have not kept up at all with the cost.
That's right.
For doctors. And that's why you're seeing all these small medical practices shutting down.
And simultaneously seeing double-digit increases in the health care for employees. So small to mid-sized nonprofits, we just can't survive it. It's untenable.
It is.
So we've got to come together. And guess what the North State does well? We together.
That's if you don't believe us, we'll show you a video of the Iron Man.
Listen to the Iron Man. That's right. Come on.
Come on up in the mountains with me. You'll see.
Yeah, right.
You want tough? We'll show you tough.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh,
of course,
it won't
be the last time. Oh, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Even though you're not officially with them.
Coming up.
That's right.
Yep. So,
y'all reached into my well again. Carl, you want to come up?
You want to come hang out with us?
Yeah. Well, hanging out's one thing. You want to dance? No. Last time I did that, I looked like a dancing bear. So, that's it. Of course, I've got more moves this time.
We've got Children's Legacy Center's Dinner on the Bridge, so you can find about all on our Facebook page, and it's going to be great.
And by the way, that is a wonderful event. If you get it's probably sold out by now.
I think we have a few tickets left. I don't know
if
that we
you
have
do,
any.
Yeah. It is just absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
You bet. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Yeah, we went over.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Eric Thomason. Indiana is mourning the loss of 7 people, including a 4-year-old child, in historic flooding that was triggered by days of torrential rains. After pounding Hawaii, Hurricane Lala weakened to a tropical storm, leaving behind damaged infrastructure, shattered homes and businesses, and hundreds of thousands of power outages. When it comes to illegal immigration, what a difference a president makes.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt taking to her Truth Social page, alerting to the incredible numbers at our southern border with Mexico. She writes, daily apprehensions at the border are down 94% compared to former President Joe Biden's administration and are at the lowest level seen in 30 years.
Correspondent Laura Winters. Mideast negotiator Jared Kushner has met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu following Kushner's sit-down with the Hamas chief in Egypt. President Trump ordering a scaling back of the traditional joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises now underway.
Seoul considers the joint exercise core to its alliance with the U.S. They have been held nearly every year since the Korean War. Mr. Trump broke from tradition when he suspended the drill after his first meeting with Kim Jong-un in 2018, and they didn't resume until 2022. North Korea has been refusing to speak to both Washington or Seoul since 2019. Seoul's new centrist government may find a silver lining, however. They have been flattering Mr. Trump as peacemaker in the hopes that he will divert his attention back from the Middle East and Ukraine.
The BBC's Jay Kwan in Seoul. The 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the Iran war and resolve the dispute over its nuclear program expires as of today. No agreement on ending the war, apparently nothing on the horizon. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 220 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 20 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Speed into summer, and if you're thinking about buying a home this year, here's what you need to do first. Get pre-qualified. Not once you've found the house, now, before you even start looking. Here's why. In this market, houses sell in days, sometimes hours. The buyers who win aren't the ones with the highest offer. They're the ones already approved, ready to move, with a lender who can actually close. If you're not pre-qualified, you're a week behind. Maybe that house is gone. Well, I want to tell you about Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, my friends Mike and Brian, guys that I've worked with, they've built Fellowship around one thing, getting loans done for real families with unique situations. They use programs and options that typical lenders don't take the time to explore. Down payment solutions that fit the way people actually live. Everything's done in-house. One roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. Get pre-qualified today. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBADA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Been a deadly stampede at a Hindu temple in India.
According to preliminary reports, an electric wire snapped outside the temple premises early in the morning, sparking panic as devotees rushed to escape what they feared was a risk of electrocution. A section of the barricades collapsed under the weight of the surging crowd, leading to a crush in which people fell over one another, according to Shilendra Kumar, a civil official. The incident occurred near Ashok Dham Temple in Lakhisarai district, as thousands of devotees gathered to offer prayers on the third Monday of Shravan, one of the holiest months in the Hindu calendar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Indonesians await aid after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least 55 people, injured more than 130, and damaged more than 1,300 homes. The disaster overshadowing today's 81st Independence Day celebrations. News and analysis, townhall.com. The White House is accusing some nations, and one in particular, of sending its exports through third countries in order to skirt American tariffs.
The report says China has responded to 2018 tariffs by sending goods to other countries for packaging and assembly. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says China launders exports through more than 40 countries, causing tax revenue losses of $19 to $26 billion each year. China's leader Xi Jinping is scheduled to visit Washington in September. Bob Agner reports.
Of the thousands of lawsuits that Meta faces over child safety on its platforms, none may be more consequential than one that goes to trial this week in California. States are seeking extensive financial damage that could theoretically total as much as $1.4 trillion. They're also looking for changes in how the company operates Facebook as well as Instagram. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, man. You know what? I need to be totally retrained when I'm gone for 3 days. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda says, it's yours today. And I said, I don't blame you, hon. Take it, you know, go out there and ride the horse.
And what did you do for 3 days?
Well, you know, let me see. We're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It takes you right to our website, and you go to our sponsors and all that. And thank you to our sponsors for supporting us like you have so for 16 years. And all of you listeners out there, the thousands of you out there, you know, we so much appreciate it. Yeah, 16 going on. We'll start 17 in December.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I'm here with Alex.
I've been here for a year next month. Can you believe that?
You know what? Every time, and we say this, this is the best group of people that we work with. And, but we said that before, but I think you guys are, you know,
routine.
You guys, yeah. And right now I'm watching Susan Wilson destroy the, those are brand new ones, and I'm watching you destroy, and they're upside down, first of all. I'll fix it, don't worry.
Okay.
it's National Nonprofit Day, and we had Kimberly Johnson here first.
Right.
Yeah, I talked to her.
You've done through the, how hard is it to put on earphones? You've got them backwards. You can't hear, there, now just turn them over. No. Yeah, just, never mind. Alex.
just, I have no words. You need me to come in there and help?
No, I'll get it in a second.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. There you go. There you go. I don't know how to tell you. God. Take the hard part off and put the soft part on your ear. There. Can you? Oh. Can
I'm
you
having
hear?
A bad morning.
Anyway, I don't care. I don't care whose national day it is.
No problem.
Okay.
It's entertainment already.
Okay. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. You know, it's always good. It's always good to start off the week with Alex because he's ready. He's got stuff. He's sending me stuff during the week. Did you see this?
Yeah.
And I went, well, he doesn't send it like that. He says, just, I got a text from you when I hit the mountaintop where the repeaters were up in the middle of nowhere. All the phones started going off, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Now, mine didn't because mine's in airplane mode. But when I turned it on, I got your text, you know.
I try not to text unless it's something I think you'll be interested in.
Well, and I was. And we're going to discuss it because it kind of falls into what we're talking about today with the ROV, Registrar of Voters.
Yep.
Yes.
I recognized the first hour you didn't do the weather.
I didn't?
No.
No. Yes, I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I talked about it. Said it was brought to
Maybe him. I was queuing up music or something.
Yeah. you, You guys aren't eating those strange mushrooms back there again, are you?
No.
You know, we had
the good stuff.
We had a show one time. On a Sunday. No, it was on a Saturday. I'm not going to mention the show. But needless to say, they aren't with us anymore.
Okay.
Some of his friends came in, and they're sorting out the marijuana on that desk right there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my dear Lord.
No. Oh, no. They were. And I get a phone call. They're cutting up marijuana in here. What? Needless to say, they weren't with us so much. On the desk.
Oh, man.
And the weather today.
Cloudy through mid-morning and gradually clearing and hot with a high near 96. Calm winds becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, a low around 65. Okay, the rest of the week, my friends, tomorrow, close to 100. And it's going to be like that all the way through next Sunday. 96, 97, you know, around that. The lows at night, low 60s. Every night, low to mid-60s every night. So it's going to be beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
Like,
beautiful.
Nothing's going to be better than this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Ironmen were really lucky.
Oh, you know what?
The weather
but here's
was.
The thing is, the complaints about, and oh, anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Chuck and Judy Kenny founded this business close to 30 years ago. Now we've got three generations of the Kenny family are working there. They provide an outstanding service to their customers. Yeah, they have discounts for seniors and veterans, but it's what they do for our community. You know, they came to our house and collected a bunch of furniture and other stuff so they could furnish a homeless veterans place over in Goldfield, Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus the work they do around here. Plus he was up in Selah, Washington, which is, you're never going to find Selah, but it's close to Yakima, Washington. And that's toward the middle of the state. Uh-huh. And what they were doing there is a boys ranch. And he was helping to build a cooler system for them, you know, to keep food in, refrigeration system. And Chuck was doing that. They're just really wonderful people, and they have a great business. And this man, if he tells you something, it's going to happen. And this man is a handshake guy, and just the whole family. That's why, you know, we're really happy to have Shasta Gas Propane be our sponsor for so long. And, it's, you know, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Susan Wilson. Now, let me tell you the story about this. So, at 6:58 this morning, I ask Alex, is my guest here? He said, no. And I'm going. So I am reaching to call the person, and I hear the door open. And Kimberly Johnson.
There she is.
So now I'm looking. I do not see Susan Wilson anywhere. And I walk back with Lisa, our accountants, our bookkeepers, in her day, and we're chatting, and I'm going, okay, I got to call Susan Wilson. So I'm calling Susan, and I hear the phone ringing in the studio. And I'm going, I mean, I know she's short. She's not that short.
She's not that short.
Have you been sitting out there? Or no. Did you just walk in in here?
I was actually chatting quickly with Kimberly.
Anyway. Well, welcome. Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Now, I've been gone, really, since Wednesday morning, zero dark 30. Mm-hmm. I was gone. And I didn't get back till Saturday evening. And then yesterday was, you know, cleaning stuff, you know, making sure, you know, went back out to the horse, make sure she was okay. And she was magnificent. On the ride.
Happy to be home.
But of course, very happy to be home. But then Alex sends me another text, and it's got to do with, and I don't know if you're familiar with this. What's her name?
Oh, Tina Peters.
Tina Peters.
Yes, and Tina Peters.
And I had no idea who this was. And I thought, Tina Peters. And so I look it up. And you know who Tina Peters is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, wait a minute.
I'll let you go for it, though.
Tina Peters was a real estate person who then became a medium. and is famous throughout the United States in, you know, in being clairvoyant and all this stuff. And I thought,
I don't know if that's
wait. Ahead, and I said, why in the hell would Curtis hire her? I mean, is this something that she's looking? Different Tina Peters, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Got
there
it.
Go. Yep.
There it was. The first one that shows was this medium and clairvoyant, and I thought, that's an interesting
that's
hire for the Registrar of Voters, you know. And but, of course, it wasn't her.
There are many Tina Peters in the world.
Now, if you want to hear the interview, Terry Raposa and Jefferson State of Mind, had him on yesterday. And he was talking about this.
Clickers.
What? Yeah, it was on Terry's and and Sally's show.
Gotcha.
And so you can jump in here anytime because I was out again with the horse during that show.
You probably there is an article about it on Unfiltered.
Shasta Unfiltered. Yeah.
It was a pretty good article, but hearing this show, I highly recommend if anyone wants to know what's going on. Listen to the archive of that show.
And you just have to do is go to kcnrradio.com, go to our program, and you'll see Jefferson State of Mind. Punch on that, or just go up to where it says programs, find it, and hit archives.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of their shows is archives, just like every one of ours. Every local show that we do for the last 16 years, they're archived.
Yeah.
And Jefferson State of Mind's been going for, I don't know, 14 of that.
Yeah.
And then also our 12 o'clock show.
We the People.
We the People.
Yeah.
You would think I know that. They've been with us for even longer.
Yeah.
And so they're all archived. And both shows have some really interesting guests. We the People have a tendency to be more of a regional and national at times.
Yeah, they're pretty.
And they get some really high-powered guests in here. It's worth it. But Jefferson State of Mind is they have it's local. And you may not like their viewpoint, but they bring people in. And you can learn a lot from these shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, why do I want to listen to Clint Curtis? Well, you may want to find out his mindset and why he's doing things
I'll be really brief here. I mean, the long and the short of it is the FBI's in town. They've been to the registrar's office.
Uh-huh.
They took all the ballots, physical ballots from the 2024 election.
Wow.
They're locked in a vault because there are inconsistencies with the actual material the ballots are printed on. They took...
they did have trouble with those ballots.
Yeah.
They had trouble with those ballots.
I also heard that when... That there was, in the last election, not this past one, but the last one, there's like 3,000 ballots showed up?
He didn't mention that yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, he talked about the...
Okay, so just everybody cancel, because I'd heard that, but I do not have the information.
If he didn't bring it up, then it probably
The focus of it is
I heard that the FBI was coming.
The actual ballots themselves, not the counting, not the certification, just the actual ballots. There's inconsistencies because they're two different stocks of paper that they showed up on.
Yeah.
And the differentiation came from the ballots that were mailed to people. Those were the ones that had the... And so anyway, the FBI took a lot of affidavits from several people, and DHS is expected to be in town this week to assist with this investigation.
Department of Homeland Security?
Yes. Yep.
I wonder if I can get one of them on.
That would be awesome.
Be fun.
That would be really cool.
I'd love to have somebody from DHS. You know, FBI, I mean, yeah. But the Department of Homeland Security, that would be good.
Yeah. So
and just to have them on, just talk about their mission, you know. And they have a very important mission. Don't roll your eyes.
No, I shook my head. I didn't roll my eyes.
So the reason Tina Peters is coming to town, allegedly, is because there's a vacancy.
Let's not talk about that until we get back from our break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. If you want the best, call Wurst. Yep, that came from Alex. 30 years in the business, there's nothing about repairing windshields this man doesn't know. He's just really a great guy, too, Jeff Wurst is. You're not sure, you know, because, I mean, you got a chip in your windshield. And, you know, oh, man, is this going to get worse or whatever? Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Whether it's a small chip or crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantees it for the life of his windshield. I have never heard, and I know many people have gone down there that weren't just real happy with the work he does on their vehicles. He takes it into a climate-controlled area, works his magic on it, reasonable prices, gets you in and out. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends, and he's a good guy. And we'll be right back with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I always feel like somebody is watching me, and if your friends
go, I always feel. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. And we just heard from Slovenia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Slovenia. You never been to Slovenia?
I never heard of it.
Okay, Slovenia is on the other side of the Alps from Austria. So everybody talks about skiing the Austrian Alps. On the other side is Slovenia, and their skiing is just outstanding.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Judy Maxwell. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's got her insurance and financial management all in the same office there at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And this is not Judy's first rodeo. She's been helping people since 1993, families, veterans, seniors, business owners. And, you know, things are unsettled, my friends. They're just unsettled. So looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks. How about your insurance, your health insurance, your homeowner's insurance, business insurance, all of that? Give her a call at 530-221-0441. She'll sit down with you or one of her professionals. We'll sit down with you. It's a free review and evaluation. It's always good to have a second set of eyes on something that you're doing that means a lot to you. And that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy, and she does great work for us. Located, like I said, at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Susan Wilson, who has got something to do. What's your position at the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect?
I am the chairperson.
Okay, which... Okay. I'm not going to say
for better or worse.
You're also big in the League of Women Voters?
I have been big in the League of Women Voters, but this year we have a new president, and I'm letting her sort of take the lead.
Who's that?
Mary Spiegel.
Oh, I know Mary Spiegel. Mm-hmm. Do you think you all will ever do a Pledge of Allegiance in any of one of your events?
I had a dream about that.
Really?
Last night,
and people have stopped calling you socialist, communist, you know, all that kind of stuff?
I'm not a socialist or a
communist. I didn't say you were, but people, you know.
People call me
this
that.
This is
that's
the
okay.
North State.
That's
we
okay.
take our patriotism okay. pretty damn seriously up here.
Right. And I have to say that I grew up as a patriot. I mean, I grew up in
so
the...
Did you change?
I still am a patriot.
Oh, okay. I just asked.
I've always been a patriot. I do not think that the Pledge of Allegiance is the correct thing to do at the League of Women Voters. And it has never been the habit
why?
Of the League of Women Voters.
But what
it's 100 years
why?
In.
But
I don't
why?
Know why. I don't know why. It's just
well, you
what
said
we do.
You don't feel like it should be. But why wouldn't you feel like the Pledge
well,
of Allegiance?
Well, I don't feel like it should be because it is not in the processes, the way of the League of Women Voters. But let's not talk about that. We have other
of
things that
not.
Are very important.
Of course not. You know, how important could the Pledge of Allegiance be?
It is important. And it's important that we say it when it's the right time.
Well, is that written down?
Should we say it now?
Can we say it now?
You may
would
say
you
it
say
now.
It with me? We got the flag in here.
No, I don't want to say it at the radio show, no.
Why?
I just don't think it's the time. I'm serious. I don't think it's the time to do
well,
that.
Okay, well, seriously, when is the time? Before an event starts? We do it in front of baseball games? Or we play the national anthem.
We play the national anthem there. We don't. Say the League of Women. I mean, say the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, you probably got your
say
own
the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the League of Women Voters.
Mm.
Anyway, let's move on. Okay, when we left, Alex was talking about Brent Turner, who is the assistant ROV.
Right.
He's on sick leave now, right?
Yeah.
Medical leave.
Yeah.
Well, when Brent came in, the first thing he told me, he's in stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
And this was last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's almost the first thing he told me. Because he's been on the show, two, three times. And, And so he's been suffering with that.
Yeah.
Or he's been
struggling.
Struggling with that since the day he came on. So now he's on, long-term medical leave at this point.
Yeah. He's been under a lot of stress over there.
With all the everything going on. So this woman, and you heard it yesterday, Tina
Peters,
she's from Colorado.
Yep.
Played a big
Mesa County, Colorado clerk, convicted in August 2024 on seven criminal counts related to security breach of voting systems.
Did that come up yesterday? I'm going to have to look that up. I did hear somebody say they didn't know if she could leave Colorado.
No, and she is not allowed to leave Colorado. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison.
What did she do?
Something to do with the security breach of voting systems. I don't know the details.
Okay.
So right. she was the Mesa County ROV.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Her sentence was commuted by the Colorado governor.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Leading to her release on parole June 1, 2026, but she's not allowed to leave the state
now,
until
now, what happened was she went out there and said, there's something wrong with these machines, and she went and showed him, hey, this is why, but that was it, what she did. Breached the protocols.
Yeah.
She was found guilty in a trial, but then the governor of Colorado, who is not a real conservative guy, commuted the sentence.
And we do have a caller on the air with some information to this.
Who is this?
Mikey.
Mikey?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mikey.
Hi there. I was just calling to say that Tina Peters was on one of your radio shows. I believe it was State of Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
And she admitted that she had given Shasta County voter data to a third party.
Oh. Okay.
She said that right on the radio show. And Laura Hobbs.
Right.
Oh,
and then Terry Raposa also said that he's working on getting a pardon from Donald Trump. That was back just before Tina Peters got a pardon.
Oh, okay. So this was last year.
So.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, but that Laura Hobbs taking the voter data is interesting.
It's going to
be. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Wow.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating. And here's the thing is, this pie has so many slices.
Yes.
Can I just say that? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and so many layers on top of the slices. That's how complicated.
This cake, a multi-layer cake has so many slices. And if you take that one slice, you're going, phew, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a slice from next to it, and things start to change. This is something that I'm hoping that either Shasta Scout or Shasta Unfiltered runs down. Now, I will say they both have their own points of view on things, but on many occasions I can say this, I believe this, is that Shasta Unfiltered writes some really, really informative articles, on things. And Shasta Scout can write some mm-hmm. very informative articles.
Got to get there.
On things, on both sides there, and they're both online. And if you really, talk about local and stuff, reading both of them,
mm-hmm.
you need to read both of them and to see it. Because they both lean in certain directions
mm-hmm.
at times,
mm-hmm.
not all the times. Annalise Pierce will say they don't do that. And I'll send her an example. Okay, maybe there.
But they're
trying. And they're, very good writing on both of these online newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right.
But different views.
Using
different detail.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is interesting. It's not just Walter Cronkite going, and that's the way it is. No. Even back then, that's the way Walter Cronkite says that's the way it is. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but it just means, but everybody back then, you had three channels. And you did. Back then, you trusted Cronkite and who were those other two?
I didn't live in the United States, and I didn't have a television.
But there was
Dan Rather?
Well, no.
No.
No, that was later. No, this was before Huntley and Brinkley,
yeah.
Walter Cronkite. Now, my friends, this goes back in the 50s, early 60s.
Uh-huh.
But you only had three stations. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it in the whole United States. Three channels, and so when you listen to the news,
that was what it was.
News. That's
yeah.
exactly it.
That's
where
what
you
it
got
was.
And
yep.
newspapers that really were newspapers uh-huh. back then.
The only thing we heard on time was when Jack Kennedy was killed,
and that was nationwide TV.
Well, it was nationwide TV. It was worldwide TV.
Oh yeah, but
it was worldwide news. So that's the one thing I remember when I was at boarding school that Jack Kennedy died, and we were all of us.
Well, I remember,
People remember where they were.
I remember that 9/11. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is where I'm going to call after the show, or go to Booksy and go to Reading and look at Cypress Square, and you go use Booksy to get an appointment, or you can just call at 530-244-9478, because I need a haircut. I mean, I'm shaggy. I look like a little bear coming out of the woods. And I've never had a bad haircut there. I started going there in 2007 when I moved here to Reading. Great people down there. You get great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a really, really good barbershop. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Many homeowners are curious about their current home's value, but don't necessarily want to invite an agent over yet. Now, you have a tool on your website which helps with that. How does that work?
I think you're talking about our value calculator. If you go online at our website, you can check the value of your home instantly. And what it's doing is it's providing you with access to a Rolodex of other properties that have sold in your immediate area. And it's adjusting for your property compared to those to give you an estimate of value. But I'll give you a secret. If you give us a phone call, in addition to doing that, we'll ask you just a few more questions around your property. And we could probably get you within 1 or 2% of what the actual value is just over the phone.
All right, thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Goldleaf Nursery is and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding on a
Star-Spangled Rodeo. Okay, I'm singing.
It's karaoke hour.
Karaoke hour with Carl. Yeah. Karaoke with Carl, the karaoke guy.
You should do an event, like a fundraiser.
You know. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott. And my guest today is Susan Wilson. Saturday night when I got home, it was like 5:45. And, I rolled in Yeah, I just don't even want to tell you how how special I was when I came through that door. And I mean, there were, and Linda says we have to leave in 45 minutes. I'm singing at Taroko. And
I would have gone to dinner there if I had known that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, have you ever had to take two showers at the same time? You know, you totally wash, and then you do it again because there's still, you know,
yeah,
a little bit left.
Even though I'd taken a shower out there. But it was dusty and all that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we get down to Taroko's, and Linda sings, she and Pat Karch. Wonderful. A lot of friends were down there. A lot of people came in. It was just a wonderful event. And, oh, my gosh. And the food at Taroko's.
The food is good. The food is good. I have to say.
If you want a spicy dish and you like spicy, order their clams. It's clam something. Yeah. But it's got, the Thai broth in it, but it's really tasty. But it's pretty spicy there.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they have nice fusion. It's fusiony. It's nothing you've ever had before. Almost. That's what I like about
They have a lot of things there. Yep. Anyway, so it was a wonderful night. But I was on adrenaline by the end of that night. So anyway, I'm here with Susan Wilson. We're talking ROV. And it's going to be interesting because...
Registrar of Voters, Registrar for people who don't know.
And yesterday on Jefferson State of Mind, Terry and the gang had on Clint Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the FBI is here in town, and they've got the ballots, I guess, and Department of Homeland Security is coming in. And then also he made the announcement, I guess, that Tina Peters, who was a registrar in Mesa, Colorado, was found guilty, went to jail, was her
convicted for 7 years, and pardoned.
She was pardoned by the governor, or commuted, and but she can't leave Colorado till what?
2029.
Okay, so I don't know the whole story, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm reading you the whole story.
Okay, well, if it's from the New York Times, you know I believe every word.
This happens to be the New York Times.
Well, I believe every word, then. okay, so what's going on around here? It's 20 to 9. So what's going on around here with anything?
Susan? Well,
you have a topic to talk about.
Yeah, right? I mean... there's a whole nother issue, and that's Measure B, and how it's been so late. Measure B has been set aside by the judge.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, and so that means really we don't have time to do in Chester County Measure B stuff. We can't turn everything over. If we thought the ballots were screwed up last time, maybe they're screwed up again. I don't know.
Right.
However. That Measure B thing is going to be quite a long procedure, I think. You know.
Well, here's the other part of that. Part of Measure B is showing your ID to vote.
Right. That's only part of it.
I know. That's just part of it. There's a whole lot more to it. But part of it is the showing your ID to vote. And all the polls they take in the United States show like 80% plus.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Don't interrupt.
No.
80% plus think that should be the law of the land. Yet we have a measure here in California.
Prop 39.
Show an ID.
That's what I was going to say.
And the latest one I saw was it's behind. Now, how can they take polls that are nationwide, show that 80% of the people, all races, all ethnic groups, all income levels, think that's a good idea, and yet here we are in California... And has the Democrat, political parties, the unions hit so hard that people think, you know, that this thing could go down in defeat.
Which surprises me. I have to say that I'm surprised by that because every time I talk about voter ID, people say, I want my ID asked for. When I sat in the polls this last time, people just produced their driver's license. So here's my driver's license.
Everybody don't tell me you can't get an ID.
No,
but
everybody can't get an ID. You have to admit that everybody can't get an ID.
No, I will not admit that.
Okay. So, I mean
if you're here illegally.
No. No.
Well, yeah, you're
I
right.
Mean, there are many issues.
You can get a driver's license if you're here illegally in California.
I'm not going there. Part of that
bill says government will provide an ID to everybody.
But you have to prove who you are. That means you have to have. So my sister goes in with her Iraqi birth certificate. When she moved to the United States to get her driver's license.
Okay.
They don't read Iraqi.
Well.
It took some time. It took some time.
Okay. She had her what? Iraqi what?
Iraqi birth certificate.
Okay. That's all she had?
Well, no, she has other stuff.
Of course she does.
She cherry picked that
and said, oh, she had an Iraqi birth certificate. Is that all she had? Oh, no, she had this
for
and this
some
and this.
People, for some people, it might be.
Are they citizens?
I don't know.
Well, if they're not citizens, they can't vote, so who cares?
Yeah. Well,
that's the whole idea. Citizen.
No,
That's the idea. If you're not an American citizen, you cannot vote in a federal election.
I so agree with you.
Good.
I agree with you 100%.
Will you stand on the walls with me on this?
I will stand on the walls with you, but I will tell you that not everybody can get an ID easily.
Who? Okay.
I know people who try to get a real ID just so they can fly on an airplane and they can't get it.
Why?
I don't know. I've got mine.
Linda has hers.
Yeah.
You know how I get on an airplane? I have a passport. And you know
what else I have?
I have a passport card. It's in my wallet right now.
Likes passport cards. Have you noticed that? Have you ever pulled yours out instead of your passport and they look at you and say, what is that?
No.
I cracked up. They accept it everywhere.
But here's the thing is people say people can't get IDs. Well, then how do they buy? How do they check in hotels? Motels, buy anything, you know, get a credit card. How do they go to the movies? How do they, you know, buy a drink? I mean, this goes on and on and on and on.
That's because the culture you and I live in, we have driver's licenses.
That is so ethnic-centric. You're xenophobic.
I am not xenophobic. I am aware of differences. But it's a nice word.
I love it. And if you don't know what it means, look it up. Xenophobia means your group, your nation is the best, far above everybody else.
Do you not think that our president thinks that?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the president being xenophobic.
Yeah.
I'm xenophobic. I think America is the finest nation in the world, and you've traveled enough, and I've traveled enough to know that.
Mm-hmm.
That when you come home, there's nothing better than stepping back in America.
I'm glad to be
America.
Home. I'm home.
I'm home. Now, we got to take a break and we'll be right back.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit ripples.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Hanging in a jar.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Bruce by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Bruce by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Days right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. Just heard from Poland, just rolling in. Hey, xenophobia is this. It's not excessive pride of your country. It's fear of another culture. So,
that's correct. That's correct.
So when we said that, so we take back everything we said except... There's another word. Obviously, you're so proud of your country and all that. I don't know what would you say, patriot. So, but xenophobic. You're afraid of other cultures. I'm not afraid of other cultures because, frankly, I don't think they measure up to our culture here in the United States. And after that World Cup, and all those people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people came in. They saw who America was.
Yeah.
Now let's go
back. People want to come to America, and that's why we have an immigration issue. I mean, if you want to get down to it, it's because people want to come here because
it's
a better place to live.
Absolutely. Now let's go back. Do you think people should show ID when they vote?
I think that the people probably should. Yes.
Yeah.
My personal vote.
No, that's
will be that you show ID.
But I think people. I want people to get the wrong idea that that Susan is just parroting, this other side because, she also is, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, common sense. Look like you're getting ready to fall off that chair right there.
I know. I'm rocking myself.
Do not walk that too much.
Yeah, I mean, headphones fall off the chair. Is there something you're not telling us?
Yeah. New little bar down the street there or something. Okay. Now, the B, Measure B.
Measure B. Measure B
Chris
has
Kellstrom,
bigger
Chris
problems.
Chris Kellstrom is against it, Yep. I mean, and Chris has never supported it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never supported putting money on it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, my friends, when I saw that, I mean, I understand what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that Prop 39 was coming.
Right.
And it's not everything you want.
And for the people that are listening, Proposition 39 will be on your ballot
in
November. And it's a fairly simple. It's fairly short and fairly simple.
Should people show their ID before they vote?
Uh-huh.
Show your citizen.
And it defines what your ID is so that you can to prove that you're a citizen.
Of the United States.
And a driver's license does not necessarily prove you are a citizen. So let's be clear about this. If you prove your signature or whatever with your driver's license, that is not proving that you are a citizen.
Well,
is there a library card? Will that work?
No, but it helps with a real ID.
I tell you what, as far as ID being shown, Mondami in New York for the community stores that he's going to try and put regular stores out of business with, the community grocery stores, you got to show us a form of ID to shop there.
Oh, to prove you're a New Yorker.
Yes, no, that you are a New Yorker.
Hey, okay.
Is that an ID? It's kind of like a library card. Wait a minute. ID.
However, I shop at the Davis Co-op when I'm down in that direction. I show an ID. I show a Davis Co-op ID.
I go to
ID.
Costco. I show an ID.
They won't let you in without
it. You don't get in without it. Now, they're not caring if I'm a citizen or not, but you're still showing ID. So you can get ID. And to get the ID from Costco, you got to show them what? At least your driver's license.
I got mine so long ago, I have idea what I do.
You have to show, you got to show who you are. You can't just, give them some kind of weird thing. You get in there, you buy all this stuff, and get your Costco credit card, and then you just walk away. Mm-hmm. So they've got ID on you.
Yeah.
They've got your address and everything. Anyway, there is wow.
They know your gate when you walk in the door.
I'm sorry?
Costco knows your gate when you walk in the door. They really do.
Their gate?
Yeah, the way you walk. I'm not kidding. They really do know that.
You know what? Have you ever, when you put your numbers, like here's your phone number to get a discount, say at a Holiday or Safeway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't think that everything that you're buying is not going into some kind of centralized system?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, if I, CV knows that I bought NyQuil, a month ago.
Yeah.
And all that. I mean, every time you put your number down, it's keeping track.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, because I get emails from Costco. I wonder if it's because they look at what we buy.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And then they send you I'm sending to the Bot family this email, and I'm sending to the Wilson family email because they buy different things.
And they do.
Yes.
They really do.
Safeway loves to do that. They know everything you bought yesterday when you were in there.
Oh, no. I'm sure. So, and that's what I mean. And if you can't tell, if a person says to me, they can't get ID. I don't have such a low estimate of people's intelligence to say something that a person can't get an ID, because I just know they can, because everybody's got some form of ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, homeless people are voting, as they've proven, out of a post office box number, which of course is probably illegal, but maybe not, because people get,
people do.
No, office box. Yeah. They sign up 50 people off the street or 100 people off the street, give them all $20. Harvest their votes, and they all got the same address. I mean, this stuff happens. This is wrong. This is just wrong.
That's not right. It's simply not right.
Anyway. Okay. Is there any other world problem we need to solve?
Today?
My
gosh.
Let me just say this about Iran. Bomb them.
We don't have any bombs left.
I think we are bombing them.
Well, I think we are. Here's the thing is, I compare Iran to Saddam Hussein, and I'll tell you why. Even of different tribes and all that stuff, Shias and Sunnis. Yeah. He was against the whole world, Saddam Hussein was, including all the Middle Eastern, but, I mean, everybody was there for Desert Storm. Everybody was there. And everybody thought, he's got to back off. He'll leave Kuwait. We had this one grizzled foreign area expert sitting there with a cigarette. He goes, he ain't leaving. What do you mean he's not leaving? He thinks he's right.
Yeah.
And the people around him are telling him he's right, because he's killed everybody else that doesn't agree with him. It's the same thing. And so what did it take? We had to go in and destroy most of his army and push him out. It took 96 hours.
Iran's the same way. Their leadership
are so
hard line on this thing.
Yeah.
They don't care.
The Middle East is so tribal, you know, and after World War II, they divided the Middle East up and they made them into different countries and stuff like that.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was absolutely ridiculous.
The way they did it. The way they did it was ridiculous.
But the results have not been successful either.
No. Well, look at in Africa.
Same thing.
They split areas. You know, so they could colonize it, and they were literally splitting tribes that had been together forever, that were allies, and put them into a nation with their enemies, and then expected, and there was no rhyme or reason the way they did
it. That's exactly
correct. After World War I.
Which was one of the biggest problems with colonialism.
And the other problem, and with this, too, was when they got ready to turn back the country, they had not allowed the
people in the country.
In the country to raise to high enough positions that they could just step in and keep going. They kept them at lower positions. Yep. And so, okay, you want your freedom? Here you go. And they left. Brits, French, Italians, they just left. And they left them in disarray. They did not take care of their people that have made them rich at all in those countries. And that was another huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of
huge problems.
Yeah. Anyway, and those problems are still going on till today. That's why. Anyway, okay. Tomorrow, Radio Rancheria is going to join us.
Okay.
Oh gosh, get caught up on that new health village. That thing is so magnificent. Yeah, and the things it's going to be able to do, plus everything else Radio Rancheria has got going on, for sure. Susan, thank you. What's the next big thing for the League of Women Voters?
Well, we have next month is Hispanic Heritage Month. And,
cool. So we'll talk about that.
Next October is Against Hate Month, and we're going to do the SCAR is going to do a lot of stuff. So you'll be hearing from me.
Well, you know. Everybody should be against hate. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful day. I'm so happy to be back alive and healthy and happy, and I'm so glad to be back here at KCNR. Have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.